Blog Talk Radio.
Image
that be like this. So Genesis 3 is the story of the historic space-time fall and what happened to the human family. Sin came into the human family. Sin brought in ruin. How do we know that sin was brought into the human family in Genesis 3? Well, the first murder in history was prophesied, that is the killing of one's brother. So we see the results of sin. God said to the Adam what his behavior must be, or God said, dying thou shalt die. And so there we see the immediate results of sin. We see what sin did to creation. It brought forth thorns and thistles. Jesus wore a crown of thorns to show the reversal of what had happened on earth. Creation would also be redeemed. The human family would be redeemed. God would do a mighty work through his Spirit. Genesis 1 prefigures for us the finished work of Christ. And so, you and I, that is, when we receive Christ Jesus as our Savior, the word literally means rescuer, or one who drags one away from danger. Jesus has most certainly dragged us away from danger, the danger of sin, the danger of ruin, the danger of eternal separation from the Spirit of God, from the presence of God. He hath reconciled us to God, that is Jesus. In German, Jesus is called der Mittler. He is the one who brings us back to God. This is his wonderful and powerful work. God is still doing a wonderful work today in this world. And yet there are those who want to obscure, hold back, and seek to obfuscate the work of the Spirit of God through human counsel, human psychotherapy, and psychiatric interaction. These, of course, are industries. The Spirit of God is not interested in human industries. God is interested in bringing people to Christ Jesus so that they can be wonderfully healed by the Spirit of God. If you want a real philosophy of wellness, come to Jesus and see what he has to offer. The Bible says it in this way. Notice the concrete language. Oh, taste the Lord and see that he is good. Notice the very powerful concrete language. Oh, taste the Lord and see that he is good. The Hebrews thought in very concrete terms. And so they have necessity in very picturesque and concrete language or imagery. The Hebrew alphabet has only 22 letters. All of them are consonants. So we have a very powerful language at our disposal. Simple, profound, concrete. Now when we go to the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians, Paul writes these words, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. God is doing something wonderful, something marvelous, through his Holy Spirit. God is making lives new through the power of his Spirit. God is changing lives. God is healing minds. God is healing the souls of the shattered ones. God is healing those who have spent an extended time in the dark night of the soul. God is healing those who have been in the bondage of depression. God is healing those who have been touched and shattered spiritually, through sexual abuse, through rape, through incest, through verbal, through physical abuse. God is healing and saving lives. God is healing the chagrin. God is healing those who have been mocked. God is healing those who have been destroyed. Ritualistic and satanic ritual abuse. God is changing lives. God is making people. If he is freeing those in bondage. No matter where you are today, if you hear this message, understand that through the blood of Jesus Christ, you and I can be cleansed of our sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Find the New Testament, read John 3:16. For God so loved, God loves you. You are important to God. He sent his Son to die for you on a Roman gift, on a cross. He died. He was buried. He rose again the third day for our justification. That is, so that you and I might be made right with God. Justification. Made right with God. Through Jesus Christ, we have the atonement, the at-one-ment. He has brought us to God. And notice, through the power of the Spirit of God, you and I are being changed into one full conformity, the image of God's Son, that is Christ Jesus. And notice the beautiful language. But we all, as the open face, beholding as in the glass, the glory of the Lord, beholding the glory of the Lord. In Hebrew, the word glory is kabod, K-A-B-O-D, and it means the weight of God. What a beautiful word. Our change. We are being changed by this, into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. If you want your life changed by the Spirit of God, if you are tired of transgenderism, if you are tired of sex, if you are tired of all the isms that are abroad today, if you want a life that's real, that is concrete, and that's satisfied, come to Jesus. I'm not talking about a religion. I am talking about this wonderful relationship with the eternal God. If you are tired of spiritual violence, physical violence, verbal violence, if you are tired of it all, come to Jesus and experience real life through him. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Richard. God bless you.